This is your World Podcast, Episode 3. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, to drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello there, and welcome to This Is Your Wealth podcast show. I'm so excited to be doing this third edition of the podcast, and it's really a great thing to have you listening. Today, we are doing this on a Thursday. I've not actually set the date for my podcast releases, but I've been thinking of doing it at least by Tuesdays, every Tuesdays. But I'm doing this on a Thursday, and this is because I was in a conference last week. I was in a student conference, my church student conference, that Baptist Student Fellowship. I was in the conference, and while we were returning, I was in the conference for 3 days, and while we were returning, one of our bosses was involved in an accident, and it was a very dangerous one at that, very severe accident. A lot of them sustained injuries, a lot of people, and it's just by the grace of God that nobody was dead. If you see the bus, you would think somebody died in that accident. Three tires burst, and then the bus somersaulted severally into the bush, and the bus is a wreck right now, but we thank God that nobody died in the accident, and we all are alive. Everybody's alive. And so that affected my timing for recording this podcast on. And then I just returned to find out that my blog had been hacked, you know, by this is the second time since I launched the blog, and it's been hacked for the second time. And I'm still putting up a lot of security measures, and I hope the last one I did would work effectively. I don't know why people are just out there to bring what they're doing down, but the blog is back now, and then I've put some security measures. Hopefully, I believe it's not going to happen again. All right, so today we're going to be talking about creating a new you, you know, creating a new you, breaking up from the crowd and being different, creating a powerful identity for yourself. You know, a lot of people are afraid to look different. You know, we talked about this a bit in the last episode, where I say that a lot of people are afraid to look different. They are afraid to come out and be another person, you know, different from what they are. And a lot of people wonder, how can I really stand out, you know, from the crowd? How can I be exceptional? How can I, you know, so that I will not really be this kind of person all the time? I've dwelt in this type of life for too long, in this career for too long, in these habits for too long, and I want to be better. A lot of us struggle with it. You know, I struggle with that also. I had that issue where I wanted to be different. You know, I knew a lot of people were doing kind of the same thing, and I wanted to be different. I wanted to be something better than I was. I've always wanted to be better, you know, different. You know, so I know a lot of people have that issue, and they wonder, how can I be this different person? How can I create a new me? You know, how can I break out from the crowd and be create a powerful identity for myself that is unique for me, that people will know me for, that people will respect, that people will get to appreciate that this is a new me and this is what I want to become, you know? So that's what we want to be talking about in this podcast. And I'll be sharing a few tips with you on how you can create a new you. All right. And the number one thing that you have to be doing if you're in this situation, the number one thing is that you have to be clear and intentional about what you want for yourself. You know, what is it that you want to be known for? It starts with just some. First of all, it starts with deciding, recognizing the fact that you have dwelt in this place for long and you want something new, something better. The second thing that you have to think about is, what is it exactly that you want to become? What is the new place, the new step you want to take forward? Is it in your career? Is it in terms of your values, your visions, and your goals? There are some values that you have that you think that you have to be better than this. You have to change. You know, there's a vision you have. What is the vision driving your life? personally, my vision has been to help enough people discover their gifts and talents and use it to create wealth for themselves, discover their potential, live a better life, an extraordinary life, you know. And this podcast has been to drive that vision, and I've created things to help me drive that vision. But what is it that you want, whatever you are doing in life, to be centered on? And that is your personal vision, your values, and your goals. What are the things that you want people to see and know that, oh, this is me, this is him, this is the type of person he is? You have to decide that. So you have to know those things. Pick a pen and paper and write it down. Okay, your career, I want to be this kind of person, you know. I want to set up my own business. I want to be a public speaker. I want to get this job by so time. That is the kind of thing that you want to achieve. Your values, you know. I respect relationships. I love people. I love telling the truth at all times. I'm a person that makes promises, and I make sure that I keep them. Write it down. Read it every morning. Go through it every morning. Record it. You know, record it. And this is why I created an audio I call Affirmations for Great Minds. I have that audio, and it's going to be in the show notes, so you can download it and listen to it. It's a set of affirmations that I listen to every morning, and I just pick it up. I listen to my values. I listen to what I want to achieve. I listen to it every morning. It's powerful, and I want you to have it. It's going to be in the show notes, so you can go ahead and pick it up. Affirmations for great minds. I was even surprised 2 days ago while we were in the hospital in Osun State, you know, because of the accident. One of my friends just showed me that. I was surprised when he played it. I didn't know how he got it, the Affirmations for Great Minds. But I was really happy that at least somebody is listening to that kind of thing, and that's something I created. So be clear and intentional about what you want in life, and write it down, listen to it every morning, internalize it, let it sink into your brain. Now, the second thing that you have to do in order to begin to create a new you is that you have to speak and live it, okay? You have to speak and live your values, speak and live your vision, speak and live your goals. A lot of people think that, you know, by speaking about my goals and my visions, I'm being too loud, I'm being too noisy, or do I really have to speak it? Well, you know, people do not know what to expect from you unless you tell them, okay? And that's why the essence of speaking it. Now, with your friends offline, when you get offline, talk about it, let them know you for what you say, you know, by say it, okay? And then, secondly, on Facebook, post it in your Facebook post, you know, change the pattern, change what you talk about on your Facebook post, on social media, everything, with your friends, okay? And then leave it out, okay? The best part about this whole thing, about speaking and living it, is about the living it part of it. Let it be that the probability that you will compromise your standards is 0.00001. So that's just it, okay? You know, you have to, as much as possible, be predictable. It's good that people know what to expect from you, and that is your character, okay? Leave it more, and leave what you see more, okay? Leave it more than you speak it. Let your character speak so loudly that people cannot hear your voice, if I should put it that way, you know? So leave it out, okay? Whatever you want to become, your goals, begin now to start working on your goals. Those things that you said, I want to achieve this before this time. I want to have this new relationship. I want to meet this person. I want to attain this amount of income. I want to change this habit. Begin, try and start living it out, okay? Don't just speak about it, okay? Speak about it is okay. You know, there's a thing about speaking about what you want to become. When you speak about it, there is this kind of, you are compelled to want to try it out, okay? Because you have said it, it's your word, it has come out, and you would want to live it out. So that's the essence of speaking it, also posting it on Facebook and all those things, you know. So if it's your career, you know, do a business card, okay? If it's create exceptional products, okay? Build a website, write it down, you know, just as much as possible, leave what you say, okay? If you are teaching people about something, be that person. That's why that's how you are creating a new you, a new powerful identity for yourself, okay? So that is about, you have to speak it and leave it. All right. But the third thing is that you have to connect with people of like minds. There's a thing about connecting with people who share the same values, who are in the same environment that you would want to be in. Okay. That is, there's a thing, it helps reprogram your mind. It helps change your thinking, your mindset. You know, when you change your friends and you let their mindset and character rub off on you, that's the essence of connecting with people of like minds, you know. When you get to Facebook, find out those people that are doing those things that you like, that who share the same values, who have the same kind of a lifestyle that you would want to begin to live out, okay? You know, share their posts, like their posts on Facebook. Just begin to push yourself close to those people, you know. I believe you, me, your mindset and your character, your lifestyle begin to shift according to those things as psychological things that happen. Share their posts. Join their groups and projects, okay? When you find projects that you know that a lot of people who share the same values, who share the same identity you want to pick up, who share the same goals, you know that those people are in those projects. Try to join those projects. If it's a conference, if it's an outreach program or program in your church, or your fellowship, or in a club that you belong to, in a business forum, that kind of thing, join them. Get new challenges, all right? There are things that those people get into or you would want to get into that are new to you. Get in those challenges, you know, involve yourself in new things, okay? That is how you begin to change your friends. You know, don't hang around the same kind of people for so long, all right? When you want to create a new identity for yourself, or a new identity kind of for yourself, you have to begin to push yourself towards those people that also share the same identity with you. Not exactly the same thing that you want, but at least very similar to what the new identity you want to create for yourself, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your career, whether it's your personal life, whether it's for your family, you know, those kind of things. Now, the last thing is that you have to prepare for criticism. People are not happy with change, all right? The day you decide to create a new identity for yourself, different from what you have been living out, different from what people know you for, that is the day you have decided to allow criticism, more criticism into your life. You know, people are not going to be happy with the fact that you want to change. People are not going to be happy with the fact that you want to look different from them, that you want to be special, that you want to live an extraordinary life. And you have to be prepared for that. Okay? So, but here is the way I look at it. You know, I see criticism as a great tool to test the worth and validity of your decisions. All right? So the day you decide that criticism are going to come, when I began to change a lot of the things that I do, when I began to involve myself in the things that drive my passion, that is about personal development, about leadership, about internet marketing, about, you know, those kind of things, and when I began to create products around it, when I began to associate myself with those kind of people, when I began to even in my environment, especially my church, when I began to invite people that I grew up in the church, and most things that I did was centered around the church, and when I began to change the people I associated with, and when they began to see that, oh, I few of them were surprised that, wow, I could pull these kind of people into programs in my church, or I could involve myself in this kind of events, or I could be this important to projects outside my church. You know, a lot of people were surprised when I began to, you know, live that kind of different life from what they used to know me for. Okay, and you have to expect that kind of a thing. Okay, and but you have to be prepared for criticism. So that's just the main thing I want to tell you. Okay, but you have to stand up for you, okay? Stand up for yourself. Nobody's going to stand up for you more than you can do it for yourself, okay? Stand up for yourself. Now, I want to tell you why you must begin now to create a new identity for yourself, okay? Share some reasons about that also with you, okay? The first thing is that when you begin to create a new identity, why you must create a new identity, sorry, for yourself is that, first of all, it attracts destiny partners and repels destiny killers. I'll say that again. It attracts destiny partners and repels destiny killers. Okay? When you begin to change your identity, your brand, if you may call it in business, okay? When you begin to do that, it begins to attract the, you kind of send out a message to the world, to the universe, so to say. You send out a message that, oh, I want this. This is the new me I want. These are the kind of people I want to begin to come into my life. You know, some way those people are attracted to you. Now, I saw this play out on Facebook. You know, I don't know if you have noticed it, but when you get to Facebook, you know, most times when you log into your Facebook wall, or your Facebook timeline or profile, the first things that you are going to be seeing are posts from people you most times like or comment on or share their posts. I don't know if you see it, but that happens to me. Whenever I go into on Facebook, it's that I'm going to see the Internet Even Business Academy post on it, or people that I follow a lot on Facebook and I like their posts and I share their posts. Those are the people. I would remember what I told you about sharing posts of people of black minds on Facebook, you know, people that you want to associate yourself with. That's what happens. Those people, immediately, Facebook is built in a way that when you begin to like posts of those people, you are going to be seeing more of the likes and posts of those people on your Facebook whenever you log in. Okay, so that is how it works. And it repels people that post unnecessary things about you. You know, even in real life or offline, not on Facebook, it repels people that are not going to be contributing significantly or to some extent to your life. You know, repel those kind of people. They know that this is not the person I want. This person is has higher standards than I have, and they kind of want to drift away from you. So that's how it works. It's attract destiny partners, people that are going to be helping you become live the life that you want to live. Now, the second reason why you must begin now to create a new identity for yourself is that the clock is ticking. All right, time is flying, and you ain't getting any younger. So that's just about it. You know, the sooner you become clear about your vision, values, goals, or career path, or the new identity you want to create for yourself, the new business you want to start for yourself, the new brand you want to build for your business or for your family, the new rules, that the new set of family values that you want to set up for your family, any of such, you know, the sooner you are clear about those things, the sooner you begin to experience it. And the sooner God helps you to attend them. All right. So that's about it. The clock is ticking. Time is flying. And you are not getting any younger. All right. So this is the ideas I wanted to share with you about creating a new you. I experienced all these things I am sharing with you. I've been on it for years now. And I think I know I should be sharing this with a lot of us. Okay. I hope that very soon that I'm going to be seeing a new you. I hope that very soon I'm going to be seeing a new identity that you have created yourself, different from what people know you. Do not be afraid to create a new identity for yourself, because we actually need, you know, in the last podcast I talked about reasons why you must begin to lead now with your gift. People actually need you to be different, but they will not come out and tell you, but they actually need people that they will be looking forward to, people that they will look up to, and that is you, you know. Tell that to yourself, that is you. Thank you very much for listening to This Is Your Word Podcast, Episode 3. Remember to download Great Affirmations for Great Minds. It's in the show notes. Make sure you download it. All right, thank you. And so the last thing I want to drop with you is that please start now. It's never too late to become the person you would have become. Start now. Thank you very much, and remain blessed.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Word Podcast at www.richardokere.com.